One last note before we go. It's the kind of story, Jeremy, that makes listeners in Florida and Arizona laugh out loud.
Are you talking about the snow?
I am.
Because I just got a note from Arizona yesterday from a friend in Arizona who said, I can't believe it's snowing again there. It's so warm and nice here.
It is. And you were reprimanded today by a coworker for not clearing the snowbank that grew on the top of your car when you were away for a few days.
Yes, I was. And I came back and there was all this snow on the top of my car. And I was racing to get here this morning.
Well,
and I took it off the front windshield and the back,
yes,
but not the top.
But you were then transporting a potential weapon, an ice missile. Here's Lieutenant J. Paul Vance of the Connecticut State Police.
The debris coming off of a vehicle, ice and or snow, is a great hazard to all traffic and has, in fact, caused accidents and caused people to lose control and crash, and as well as damage other people's personal property, i.e. their vehicle.
See, Jeremy, Connecticut is one of many states now ticketing drivers carrying these ice missiles. The ice missile law in Connecticut includes all passenger and commercial cars. It's no small matter. You can get a $120 ticket.
Wow.
So far this year, almost 300 drivers have, and it's become a new source of revenue in the state. It's already generating some $28,000, but Officer Vance says it is not about the money.
We're not out to generate revenue here. We're out to enhance safety on the roads and highways of Connecticut.
So, listeners, beware, not just in Connecticut, but in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, where, Jeremy, you may also have to pay for damage you caused to other vehicles with your ice missiles.
Okay, well, before we go too far here, I should say that it's snow on the top of my car, not ice, but I guess I still have to clear that off,
the
right?
Day may come, too, when it freezes.
It could turn into ice. It wouldn't take long around
and even,
here.
You've been, everybody, listeners know, you've been driving along and suddenly you're in your own mini squall because the snow from Jeremy's car.
It's all my fault is basically the moral of the story here.
Clean off the car. Roof, but another tip, do it out in the street for the plows, not in your driveway where you have to shovel it.
Where you get stuck then, of course. From NPR and WVUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.